Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese,
and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Essie Singh. How are you, Essie?
I'm terrific. Excited to be with you today.
Absolutely. And Essie is CEO of one of the most beloved companies, which is Tate's Bake Shop. That must be fun in and of itself. You know, tasting all the cookies and trying everything out.
You know, I love it, but you know who loves it more? My kids. They sure have a lot of fun tasting all the cookies and giving me a lot of consumer feedback.
And that's good because they're probably completely honest about everything. You know, I was at, for my mom, my brother Michael and I, we try to do nice things for my mom. She's getting a little bit older. And we had this little, but she still looks totally youthful and wants to party. Everything is a party. And Michael became gluten-free. And he was so excited at when we had this little dinner at her house, he takes out the Tate's. And you actually had these gluten-free, which is the absolute favorite. I could not tell the difference. How do you do that?
You know, I love that you bring that up because we believe in the power of cookies at Tate's. And we believe that regardless of your dietary restrictions, you deserve a delicious, delicious cookie. So we have a gluten-free line that's extremely powerful and does really well with both gluten-free consumers and non-gluten-free consumers. Similarly, we have a vegan line, and we are so dedicated to taste and quality that is really the recipe. Really, it's making sure that even when we have restrictions, it is absolutely the best cookie you've ever tasted. So there's something magic about our cookies that even a vegan, non-butter cookie tastes so buttery.
And we are going to talk a lot about leadership, but let's just stay on that topic and innovation. So you already went gluten-free. Last year you went to vegan. What's next? How do you determine what is going to be the next step you take with Tate's?
If anybody's heard the history of Tate's, it's a phenomenal story. It started with Kathleen King, who founded the company when she was just 11 years old at her dad's farm selling cookies. Later on, sold it to Mondelez. Mondelez bought it for $500 million. Can you imagine that, right? So what a great story. And so throughout her time, you know, she wasn't thinking about the next best thing or the next innovation or, you know, how it is that she was going to get even better. It was about perfecting that one thing, right? And so for us, we take that quality assurance, that quality mindset to heart, and we take what we have and make the best of it. So if we're going to make a chocolate chip cookie, it's going to be the best chocolate chip cookie you've ever had, the best vegan cookie you've ever had, best gluten-free cookie you've ever had. And so when we look at innovation, we take things that we know are important to our consumer base. We'll talk a little bit more about consumers because we know that that's critical. And ask them, like, what could make Tate's even better, but don't jump into the fad. So one of the things that we recently just launched, which is extremely fun, and if you haven't tasted it, I'm going to send you some, Robert, so get ready. It's called Bark. So it's Tate's Cookie Bark. And what we've done is we know that people love our chocolate chip cookies as they are whole, but there's something, especially post-COVID, about sharing and about communing together, eating together. And so we developed this snack that's really pieces of cookie drizzled with delicious, indulgent chocolate that you share as a couple and as a family and eat it together. So we take simple things, the art of eating a cookie, to the next level, and that's what we do. That's what Kathleen wanted to do when she was younger, and that's what we continue to do.
What I want to ask you, your whole background is deeply corporate. And let's talk about from a leadership standpoint, and then you shifted and you ran Tom's of Maine, and you did some great innovations there. I think even the first, like, recyclable toothpaste or something, is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What's the difference than Essie between being in a very corporate environment and being in more of an entrepreneurial, even though you may be owned by a major corporation?
You know, I love that question because we're seeing that more and more, right? We're seeing multinationals needing to grow, buy smaller companies in order to increase their portfolio, their incrementality of their portfolio, the productivity of their portfolio. So being both at Toms of Maine and at Tate's, I've been able to learn how to maneuver the small of the company with the big of the corporations. And what my team often hears me say is maximize the heart and optimize the muscle. And what I mean by that is that obviously when a company, a big company acquires a small company, that growth equation often translates to synergies. How much you can grow it is about the synergies. And for me, the synergy comes down to one simple thing. It's the leader's ability to really harness the power of the small company's DNA to truly understand what makes it magic, right? And then bring in the best of the big. So in very specific terms, I can tell you at Tate's, we were talking about cookies, and the reason that Tate's was so interesting to Mondelez was because of just this pure quality that's almost impossible to replicate in a factory, right? It's very complementary to the portfolio for the big company. So for us, being able to understand what is this quality obsession? How do we make sure that as we bring people in, we continue to harness that quality obsession in every innovation? Take that, nurture its power, but then leverage the big company's distribution opportunities, and that's the equation that makes it grow, right? Oftentimes, what we find is that CEOs or leaders, right, come in, and in acquisitions, we jump right to integration. We jump right into economies of scale. And what I would say to these companies is, we're going to get to that. Let's really uncover, let's really focus on what makes the magic at the small companies. Really dig into the cultural magic so that you can preserve it and really nurture that opportunity.
And what is there ever a mistake you made with building the culture that you learned from?
Oh, you know, absolutely. And I do think, again, you know, in these situations where you're straddling small company and big company, understanding the motivation of small companies and why people there is extremely important. So I'll be very frank with you, as I always will be, that, you know, when I went into Tom's is an amazing company, has been around for 50 years, it's all about being good. And I came in saying, guys, we have this amazing opportunity to increase our distribution, to make it huge, to make Tom's available at every Walmart there is. And while that was a very interesting aspect for the corporate people in the room, the people who had been at Tom's for a long time, quite honestly, didn't see themselves, their success, as being part of a story where their distribution was everywhere, right? So being able to kind of go back and understand their motivations, that it wasn't about mass distribution, it was about making the product available to everyone, as a motivator to them specifically, they were able to buy into the story, buy into the vision, right? So being able to straddle those two worlds, you have to take even more caution and listen even more carefully to your constituents.
And we're talking about the whole concept of leadership. And we talked about culture a little bit too. But you did something you told me called reclaiming yourself. Talk about that.
Sure. You know, I've had the immense pleasure of working across the globe in my career. And when I came back to the States, I realized that for the longest time, I was wavering as to who it is that I was. And I'll be very specific in a minute, but I had the opportunity to reclaim myself. For the backstory is that I'm an immigrant from Nicaragua. My father is of Chinese descent. So I often call myself Chicaraguan. And I always joke that I'm a Chicaraguan, which is really funny. But really, you know, that sense of identity was really elusive for a while. Growing up in America, I never felt 100% American for one ever reason or the other. When I went to work in Europe, my teammates at work were very easily, you know, telling me, you're so American, even though I didn't feel American. When I went to Asia, people really commented on my Hispanic heritage and didn't say, oh, you're not Asian, you're Hispanic. And then interestingly enough, when I went to Latin America, people just commented, you look so Asian, you could never be Hispanic. So there was always this illusion as to who it is or who I wasn't, and people had no problem telling me who it is that I was or wasn't. So when I came back from a very wonderful expat experience that spanned over 8 years, back to the United States, I came back to become the CEO of Toms of Maine, and there was a town hall where I was to introduce myself to the team. And at that moment in time, I realized that instead of introducing myself as a Nicaraguan or as a Chicaraguan, I said, hello, my name is Essie Singh. I'm a Nicaraguan immigrant, and I'm so excited to be the new CEO of Toms of Maine. And that reclaiming of who I am, I decided that I wasn't going to say Nicaraguan, that I wasn't going to say about my Chinese descent, that I was going to really speak to the fact that I'm an immigrant, because that is really who it is that defines me. That's the descriptor that I think best suits me in all my endeavors. And nobody could say you are not or you are an immigrant. Only I could say that. And it's the truth, right? And that ability to reclaim who it is that I am at the, you know, well into my 40s just gave me tremendous confidence and fuel for the future. It became a matter of fact, and it provided an opportunity to talk about immigration. It gave me a stand to talk to other people about how I felt about people coming into this country. So it was a tremendous impact for me as a leader, being able to reclaim my sense of self and being able to articulate it in such a way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're here today with Essie Say. Essie is CEO of one of the most beloved companies, which is Tate's Bake Shop. So, Essie, what a true, genuine, powerful story. And I think there's a parallel here because, like you as an individual reclaimed yourself, many organizations are trying to reclaim their true culture and their true values of who they are. And then the next piece that laminates over that is, how do you transform? So what are your thoughts on that?
I believe strongly in the power of real. And let me talk a little bit about that. Back in 1999, there was this term coined, which is the psychological safety net. And it was really just the way by which a culture needed to happen in an organization that its employees and its teams felt safe to be able to challenge one another and to be able to come up with creative solutions, right? So that was coined over 20 years ago. What I challenge is that leadership didn't really change in the last 20 years. In fact, we didn't see significant change in leadership until the last couple of years, right? It took a global pandemic. It took the country ignited by racial reckoning and injustice, by the rise of misinformation, for leadership to take this seismic shift. And now what we're seeing is leaders that are human, right? Leaders were called during this time in the last couple of years to be able to answer really tough human questions about race, about parenting at home while doing work. We had to call our leaders to feel safe. All of that really comes down to that power of real and how transformative it is. And breaking down what real is, I'll tell you what it's not. A lot of the words that we're seeing now, actually the word du jour, is vulnerability, being vulnerable. Right. For me, vulnerable is a moment in time, is that one time in the meeting where a leader was emotional, that one story that highlighted the humanity. But it takes courage and it takes dedication to be real 100% of the time, to be your real self at all times, regardless of the audience. And what I've seen is by pushing yourself to be your real self every time with everyone in your company, that's when you get to the psychological safety net. That's when people can rely on your realness, can rely on you being real, and they can bring their true selves to work. They can challenge you. What you see is then people then being really earnest and saying, I don't know if I love that idea. I might have a better idea. And you start seeing real solutions. So this power of real, I have to tell you, is we're starting to talk more about authenticity. We're talking about vulnerability. I'm going to push us to talk about being real, because real is all the time. And that's what we need to do.
And it sounds like real is at the core of your culture there at Tate's. And I know you're really proud, it's, you know, this of the amazing culture that you have there.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny, it might have to do something with the real butter and real sugar that we use. But, you know, real is at the core of who we are. And I think a lot of small companies could probably feel the same way that we do. We don't have time for politics. We don't have time for agendas, you know. And the little resources that we have to extract the best of everyone that we have at the table. And so being able to have our CFO challenge our COO, our VP operations, it's part of how we need to get the business done and how we need to get the job done. So having very informal meetings, being able to, you know, we don't have a hierarchical way of providing feedback. At many corporations, it goes from lowest person in the room to highest person in the room. So the last person is always the CEO. We don't follow any of those rules because it's so important to make people feel like they have a real seat at the table.
I want to ask you, when you look at different cultures, so you obviously, you've led marketing and led businesses in Brazil, Malaysia, all around the world. The United States are taking what are known as like main brands, but expanding them significantly. What lessons can CEOs learn about our global economy, our local economies, and marketing and successful brand expansion?
You know, I'll tell you, and you're right, it's been such an amazing opportunity to do so, Robert, to go around the world and manage different brands. I can tell you that from my view, what separates a growing brand versus a stale brand is brutal prioritization of adding value to consumers' lives, right? And what I mean by that is that 99% of all consumer packaged goods companies will tell you that they have the consumer or customer at the heart of their company. And that's probably true because we know that they spend millions of dollars and hours on consumer research, on market research, on focus groups. I'm asking us to really think, what is missing or what value can we add to our consumers' lives? Add comfort, add joy, insert fun, whatever adjective you want to their lives is different. When you go into the sea of deliciousness that is the cookie aisle at your favorite grocery store, Tate stands out. And that's because we've been able to add something to consumers' lives. It's chocolate chip cookies are no longer for kids. And what we saw was that adults were eating more cookies, right? But not at the rate that we're seeing now. Tate helped propel that because in the world that was very chaotic, we were seeing that adults were snacking a little bit more to indulge a little bit more. And what Tate brought to the table was this idea of really making the experience all about bliss. So when you bite into one of our cookies, obviously the real butter, this excellent chocolate fills your brain, but we leaned in even more, right? We made sure that the packaging was a joyful experience. It's like opening up a present. The materials that we use allow the aroma to come in really quickly so you can smell it. All those things to make a moment of joy in your crazy day, right? And so I ask us this. I mean, I just happen to be lucky enough to work in the cookie world, but you can apply this to any category, any function, right? Our good friends at Hello Toothpaste, it's a company that I love. They make toothpaste. They saw that everybody was brushing their teeth and it was a boring routine. So they infused it with fun. They developed amazing, gorgeous designs. They came up with amazing flavors. And that just challenged the entire category. What we're seeing now is that we need to think beyond meeting consumer needs and going through and thinking about adding to their lives.
So, Essie, you have had a career in CPG globally, locally. How would you define your business philosophy?
A good mentor of mine said, Essie, just try it. It's going to help your career. It's going to help you really develop yourself so much if you just say yes. And I had a conversation with my husband, and we said, you know what, let's just go for it. Let's just say yes now. Because the worst that can happen is we decide that we don't like it and we come back. But we can say yes now. And we did. So we moved to Switzerland. We absolutely loved it. Next thing we knew, we moved to Malaysia. Absolutely loved it. Moved to Brazil and so forth. And so had we said no to the opportunity, had we not really thought about maybe just go with it for a little bit, knowing that you could always course correct, we would never have had this amazing experience. And obviously that's a personal experience, but you can apply that to so many things in your life, so many innovations, so many challenges that just seem impossible today that you have to just say, let's try, let's say yes before we say no. And I think that's absolutely powerful and important to do.
And there you have it. I want to tell you, Essie, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much. It's been so great and fun talking to you.
And everyone, think about this. The power of real. That's what you could bring into your organization, whatever type of organization, wherever it's located. The power of real.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tracy Fia. How are you, Tracy?
I'm doing great, Robert. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you because Tracy is the CEO of Randstad North America, and what she is going to talk about is a really interesting perspective that I hadn't heard before on the multi-generation workforce. Then we'll talk about hybrid, but let's start off with your model and what differentiates Randstad.
Been here for a minute, Robert, 27 years, as a matter of fact. So Randstad is the global leader in the world of human capital management. You know, we refer to ourselves as a talent company. Probably most of the listeners that you have think of us as a staffing company. But we're about a $27 billion global organization with 46,000 internal employees. We have, on average, about 600,000 talent working any given year. We advise over 250,000 clients globally on their talent needs in over 39 markets. In North America specifically, what I'm responsible for is roughly a $5 billion organization with about 7,000 internal employees. And on average per week, we have about 100,000 talent out on assignment on any given day. So that's a little bit about Randstad.
Okay, so now I want to go into something you and I have spoken about before. And I have to tell everyone listening in, this is a fresh perspective on the five-generation workforce. The first time I ever heard about it was from Joanne Jenkins, my friend who's the CEO at AARP, but I didn't really realize, digging deeply, how it worked. Now you're about to hear, Tracy, tell all the mechanics of how this dynamic is.
Well, Robert, a lot of people ask me, you know, what's new in the world of work? That's a question, as you can imagine, I get pretty frequently. And one of the things that I really do think is very unique and pervasive right now that has never been pervasive in the world of work is this multi-generational workforce. And trying to, never before have we had four or five different generations that have to coexist and work well to make a company work. I'm actually a member of the Global Business Alliance, which is a forum of CEOs of foreign-owned companies. And I was recently together with some really impressive people in Washington, D.C. And what we all had in common were talent shortages. And so when we talk about talent scarcity and we know that the demographics tell us that that's not going to end, we need every worker who is available to work to be able to work. So that's going to mean everything from your boomers to your Gen Zs, and our alphas are right behind them. So understanding how to make a multi-generational workforce work is really, I think, the newest trend in managing businesses, big and small. So I guess what I would start with is, let's talk first, let's start it at oldest to newest. So let's start with our boomers. And your boomers are, you know, 1946 to 1964, so you're 59 to 77-year-olds. And I think what's really interesting about boomers is that, you know, the post-World War II economy was booming. In 1961, the average American man aged 25 to 30 was earning nearly 400% more than his father had earned at that same time. And so while boomers were small children at this time, this was the economic engine that guided their entire adolescence. You know, Chevrolets and television stations, and really was the catalyst of this American dream. So you've got that as really their formative years as a boomer. Now they enter the workforce in the 80s, and in 1982 was one of the highest unemployments, roughly 11%. So now you've got these boomers who want to do better than their parents did, but they have an unemployment rate that they have at 11%. This notion where we all know that boomers are, they work hard, they work from the mailroom to the corner office. This was a generation that had to. when you have 10 people right behind you ready and willing to take your job, you will be the one to stay late. You will be the one to work on weekends. You will claw your way up because it was not readily available. It was a bit of a supply and demand, plus that cultural of seeing your own parents doing better than their parents. That's sort of the heart and soul of the boomers that we see. And so then we go to the Gen Xers. So the Gen Xers are between 44 and 58 years old. And what's really interesting about the Gen Xers, it was really the first generation where divorce rates were doubling what they had ever been. Almost 50% of American families were divorced. So these teenagers were coming home for the first time ever to empty homes. And in those empty homes was at the same time Ted Turner launches CNN and the 24-hour news cycle, MTV, right? Those things were going on. And so everyone came home and they were watching this news. And think about what we were watching. I mean, we were watching O.J. Simpson and Enron and WorldCom collapses. There was also almost no regulation on advertisements. So you would see advertisements for things and you knew it wasn't true. And so you take those two things combined, and it explains why Gen Xers are fiercely independent, and they are also highly skeptical. So you've got that in your Gen X generation. The other thing that I would say about Gen X, which we'll talk about, so what do you do with all of this knowledge? The other really notable thing about Gen X is that they're known as the sandwich generation also. So they are also the first generation that really is raising kids and dealing with aging parents simultaneously. So you have this fiercely independent, skeptical, hard worker coupled with now taking care of two different generations above and below them. And so that is a pretty big dynamic that's important that we as leaders need to know about our Gen Xers. So then let's come into the millennials. So our millennials, believe it or not, I used to think of millennials as really young. They're 26 to 43 years old. And millennials grew up, and they were the dawn of social media. This wasn't the social media or isn't the social media that we know today. These were the MySpaces, and these were the very first time that we got to see things outside of what gatekeepers like film studios and large publishing houses, we saw what they wanted us to see. And in this dawning of social media was the first time you got diverse influences that we hadn't really seen in different ways. And this changed the way that millennials work and communicate and bought and sold and dated, right? I mean, this changed everything, arguably the world, but that was what they grew up with. I mean, I know, I remember when Napster first came and being afraid of stealing music. I mean, that was the millennials. So what has that done is that it has really shaped them as this, the power of collaboration and the personal branding is a big part of who millennials are because of that. But the where were you then moment for millennials was 9/11. So you also had 9/11 that shaped millennials and the way that their parents started behaving differently in the way that their parents started feeling about work. So their parents were either boomers or Xers and usually workaholics. And they started thinking, is this really the job I want or the life I want? And you pulled your kids in close. And so the millennials were the first generation to really question, what is work meaning in my life? That's a big thing for millennials and why we see sometimes their approach to work-life balance being very, very different than Xers and boomers. So then enter the Gen Zs, right? Gen Zs are between the ages of 13 and 26. And the major events that I hear when I talk to Gen Zs, I actually have two of them myself, so I get a lot of firsthand knowledge. You know, what I hear about Gen Zs were some formative things were the Trump-Clinton campaign, the Trump presidency, obviously COVID. These were major things that shaped their lives, and through them came things like Black Lives Matter. So these were really formative parts of what they grew up in, and norms of being able to do things not in person. Feeling personal because you had to over a video was part of how they went to school and how they made friends in a way no other generation has. And the thing that I'll say about the other kind of major dynamic for Gen Zs, right now, applications for four-year colleges are double what they were in 1970s, but the number of available slots are the same. So this fierce competition and the anxiety about where you're going to go and what you're going to do, they're the first generation that really questions whether they'll be able to do better than their parents in terms of earning potential. So and those are some of the cool things about the deep dives of the different generations, Robert.
We're about to take a commercial break. We're then, when we come back, talking about how does this tie into the hybrid workplace. Back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO show with Tracy Fiat, who is the CEO of Randstad North America. And we were talking about the five generations. Now we're shifting into the hybrid workplace. So tell me, what are the best practices, examples? Are things happening in healthcare and what industries?
So, Robert, what I'm going to tie hybrid back into the same conversation about the multi-generational workforce, because we see a direct correlation with what is effective. So, you know, we've all probably felt and heard tirelessly on business news about pent-up demand. And I'm sure just like me, you go to any baseball game or anything and things are packed and crowded and everyone is ready to get out. I actually like to rename that and think about it more of a hunger for connection. And so when we talk about hybrid work, I see a hunger for connection by every generation. And so hybrid work, where it is most effective, is when you create a work environment where there is connectivity, where we see it failing over and over, and it's irrespective of industry. I know you asked me if it's more in healthcare. It's irrespective of industry. What we see is that effective hybrid work gives a solution to that hunger for connection. We talked about millennials desperately feeding on collaboration. If you have a hybrid work environment that says 3 days a week, you come into the office, come hell or high water, but you go into the office and you put on your noise-canceling headsets and sit behind a Zoom call, that is a complete, fantastic waste of everybody's time, but most importantly, it is disengaging. What you have to do is create these moments where people can come to work and truly get what they need, the ideation, the brainstorming. So coming in a hybrid way should be less about the volume and quantity of time as the quality of time that you're engaging the different audiences that you have in your company. That's what we see as the, not just the trend, but the ones who are getting it right, that's what they're doing.
Tracy, that was a great analysis of the multi-generational workforce as well as the hybrid workforce. Is there anywhere people could read about this?
There's actually an article that was recently posted on my behalf on Randstad's website, which is just www.randstad.com. So feel free to go out and check it out.
Okay. Now let's shift to a transformative moment that you had that changed the direction of your career?
Well, I would say that there's a couple of transformative moments in my life, and they all have something in common that I'll share. The first one is I actually studied abroad in Russia in the early 90s, and it was right at the height of perestroika and glasnost and all of those things were going on. And clearly, as a kid from the south side of Chicago, that was pretty transformative. The second thing that I'll say is that about 5 years into my career, I packed my bags and moved to New York City, not knowing a soul. The third thing is when the company I was working for got acquired by Randstad in 2008, I had primarily specialized in IT staffing, and I jumped that ship and went over to blue-collar staffing and started really learning about light industrial and manufacturing. The thing that I noticed with all three of those moments that were pretty transformative is that they put me in situations that were uncomfortable. They put me in situations where I wasn't the smartest guy in the room. Actually, I was probably the least smart person in the room. And it forced me to learn to ask questions. It forced me to ask for help. It forced me to have to be humble. So I would say that those are the things that when I think of transformative moments, those are the things that come to mind.
And you obviously have this enormous scope. What is the secret sauce?
I don't know that there's a secret sauce, Robert. I am a very big believer that a good captain walks the deck. I am a believer that listening to your voice of customer and recognizing that your customer is often multiple stakeholders, very much one of the biggest and most important stakeholders, of course, is your internal employees and making sure that they have a healthy environment, that they want to thrive and engage and take care of your external customers.
Mm. To the final question, which is everyone wants to know, you are a leader in recruiting, retaining, and talent, really, in human capital. What are secrets? What advice would you give to CEOs?
My biggest advice, and I'm going to stick on this trend with the multi-generational workforce, is I think that we need to be able to blend the wisdom of experience and the fearlessness of naivety to create innovative companies. And right now, that is something I'm hyper-focused on. Certainly, diversity and inclusion is at the core of who I am and who Randstad is. But I would say if we started to think about our generations similarly to the way we've been embracing inclusion of other diverse categories, that, to me, would be my piece of advice for every CEO out there right now.
And there you have it. Tracy, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me.
And everyone, listen, there's two things to really consider. Number one, it's all about connectivity for all of the generations. That is the key word, what you want to create, hybrid or not. Connectivity. And the second thing is you learn from Tracy Fiat the wisdom of understanding the multi-generations, and it really boils down to thinking where they were when they grew up. What was the surroundings? What did they empirically learn? And that is going to help give a window into how to build an incredible culture. See you next week.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.